What do you get for $1.3 million worth of a playground? Well, that's not a joke at all. This is serious business, and it's great news for Lafreniere Park. Joining us now, Trip Rabelais, the director of Lafreniere Park, and Arita Bohannon, Jefferson Parish Council District 4 Councilwoman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this week, you all cut the ribbon and let the kids start playing at this brand new park. What is so amazing that everyone's raving about, Councilwoman Bohannon, about this new playground at Lafreniere Park?
Well, it's not your typical playground. You know, it has special features that make it really inclusive. And, you know, there's a little bit of a difference between inclusive and handicap. You know, people will say, well, they're all inclusive. We all have handicap, you know, accessible playgrounds. But this is really way, way more than just accessible. Even ADA playgrounds, you know, the children can access the lower level of play. They can access most areas in the park. This one has a special ramping system so that for many people, adults included, for the first time in their life, they can access the second level of play. And you know, I've seen a grown man access that second level and just tears coming down his eyes because he's never been able to access that level.
So people with mobility challenges, whether they're in a wheelchair or need other aids to help them move about, this playground not only should be not only accessible, but fun for them as well as fun for everybody else.
Yeah, but it's really more that the physical disabilities are just the tip of the iceberg. This park really focuses on children and adults who have social, anxietal, spectrum-type disorders. It has tiny, tiny features that to typical children, you know, just look kind of cool. You know, like a tree trunk actually feels like a tree trunk. Well, if you have sensory issues, feeling like actually being able to run your fingers and feel the patterns that the bark make is a world of difference. It has little quiet coves for them when they get overwhelmed. It has little pocket areas that they can kind of sit and gather themselves. Lots of like fidget spinners. You ever seen the kids play with fidget spinners?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, those are built in all around the playground. It has a communication board for kids who are nonverbal. It has a special slide that you ever seen a kid go down the slide and his hair kind of stands up? Or have you ever gone down the slide and your hair stands
up? Yeah, well, from the static electricity, yeah.
Right. Well, if you have a cochlear implant, you can't go down those slides. So this park has roller slides so that they have a slide that they can go down without interfering with their implants. A communication board for kids who are nonverbal. You know, lots of tiny little the grounds themselves are marked with different colors so that kids or adults who are visually impaired can see that there's a change, you know, in the slope of the concrete so that they know that there's a little they got to be careful around the edges. It has little things like that that really reach a much broader area than just, simple ADA or handicap or wheelchair accessible.
Trip Rabelais, you ever seen anything like this in your history at Lafreniere Park or anywhere else in this business?
No, I've never seen anything like this, and it's very personal for me. My sister had spina bifida, spent most of her life in a wheelchair, and she never had these opportunities. So to have something like this built where I am the director is very meaningful to me, and I can't thank Arita enough for bringing this to Lafreniere Park, because it's another part of the jewel of Jefferson Parish where we have something for everybody, and now we really have something for everybody. Everybody can come here and play. Everybody can come here and have a great time.
And congratulations, by the way. It is called Trip's Treehouse, and it really is kind of a trip when you look at it. This is huge. This is very tall. It's expansive. Paint a picture for us, Trip, if you would, for people who haven't been able to see what this looks like yet.
Well, it actually almost blends into the scenery because it looks like trees and a treehouse. It's beautiful. The renderings didn't do it any justice. It really just... I sent Arita a picture yesterday evening of the kids all playing on it because that's one of the first times I've ever seen that playground this crowded. It was just full of kids, and they're having a great time, and that's what it's about. It's about getting everybody involved. It's about having something that everybody can come enjoy as often as they want. And look, yesterday afternoon when I left here at 5:30 or so, it was hot. So these kids were out there, and they wanted to be out there because it was nice and it was fun. And they were having a good time. So it's going to be a wonderful addition here. And I do have a joke, Dave, if you want.
Oh, yeah. You're both invited to on this National Tell an Old Joke Day to share a joke with us.
Did you hear about the peekaboo accident?
No, I didn't. What about the peekaboo accident?
They all ended up in the ICU.
Peekaboo ICU.
Oh, goodness.
Arita, you want to follow that?
No, I couldn't possibly.
All right.
I have nothing, Dave. I have nothing.
That's okay. We'll let that one stand alone. And the fact that it is, a treehouse themed, there's a lot of shade there, right? So even in the heat, that shade helps bring it down 10 to 15 degrees, doesn't it?
Oh, there's wonderful trees in the area, and we're actually going to add some more seating under some of those trees, hopefully today. It's a good spot for it. We were very conscious in keeping the trees when we built the playground. I think we only took one out to make room. So we've got shelters in there with tables so people can sit under those as well. It really just is a wonderful addition to Lafreniere Park.
Well, congratulations to both of you, and thank you for joining us. We'll have to get out there and check it out. Rita Bohannon, Jefferson Parish Council 4, and Trip Rabelais, Director of Lafreniere Park, telling us more about Tripp's Tree House. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. All right, we'll get some more old jokes for you coming up after this, and we'll also talk about a new survey on whether or not kids should have cell phones in schools.